Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Tensions between Iran and the United States reach an all-time high. Then stick around to learn how deaf people study God's Word. There's a place for you in each of these stories. We'll start today in Iran, where Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei said Sunday that a United States attack on Iran would result in a regional war. Now, this comes as the U.S. has strengthened its naval forces near Iran. Despite the saber-rattling, the two nations appear to be edging toward nuclear talks. Edwin Abnews with Heart for Iran says the regime's brutal crackdown seems to have quieted the protests. However,
the real battle for people's heart and Iran's future is nowhere near over. The very pain that sparked this, the corruption, the hardship, the oppression, is still there.
The regime has acknowledged over 3,000 deaths during anti-government protests. But U.S. human rights activists have estimated over 6,800 deaths, with thousands more reports being investigated. Abnu says we may never know the real toll.
What I'm hearing from people inside is a deep sadness mixed with stubborn hope. So many are crushed by deaths, the brutality, and now threats of more execution.
But he also hears beautiful stories of the darkness pushing entire families away from empty promises and toward faith in Christ. Pray for courage for underground believers sharing the gospel. And pray for God's will to be done in Iran's leaders. They need Jesus too. Next, Russian authorities arrested 69-year-old Park Tae-young on January 15th. She was a week away from ending almost three decades of ministry, preparing to retire and return home to South Korea. Since her arrest, she's been denied access to both a consulate and legal counsel. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
Trudy has no political ideology or impure purpose whatsoever, but she was arrested 1 week prior to coming home.
At first, officials pointed to immigration-related crimes. Then, state media reported on a different angle.
A much broader criminal investigation was clearly undertaken with regard to her and others.
And that report accuses her of sect activity and teaching anti-traditional Russian values. Yet she taught simple gospel, and
one of the hallmarks of Child Evangelism Fellowship is to say that children have a right to hear the gospel if they desire.
Foley adds that what happened is a basic violation of religious freedoms. Now, Ms. Park needs help.
One of the most important things that we can do as Christians is to stand together in very simple ways.
Sign the petition for her release at missionnews.org and pray for clarity in her case, access to a lawyer, her health, and freedom.
Pray for the Lord to be fully present to her and for her to be able to experience the Lord's comforting presence.
And certain images come to mind when you hear the words Bible study. I picture a small group sitting at a table with Bibles and notebooks open, pens in hand. But what does it look like in a deaf context? Door International's Rob Myers explains four key differences. First,
everybody's using sign language. So just like we would love to have a Bible study in English in our native language, deaf people would love to study the scripture in their own native language, whatever sign language that is.
Second, because sign language is three-dimensional, deaf Christians study God's word through video, not a book.
They might be looking at the scripture on a phone. We even have technology that allows leaders to project a video scripture onto a wall so that people can watch the scripture and then interact with it.
This story continues in the full report at missionnews.org. And while you're there, consider helping DOOR translate more of God's word into the world's sign languages.
Out of those 300 sign languages or so, only 100 have active Bible translation happening. We would love to have you partner with some of these communities that don't yet have scripture.
And most importantly, pray.
One huge prayer request is that God would continue to raise up workers and leaders within these communities to do Bible translation in their sign language.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.